Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Well, good Friday morning, Braves fans. It is pregame daily for National League Division Series Game 1, Braves and Brewers, coming up today at 4:37 p.m. Eastern. Kevin and Chris with you. And Chris, if the first couple of days of these wild card games and American League Division Series games are any indication, what a fun postseason it's been. First couple of days, some really, really good games so far to watch.
Yeah, there's entertaining, and then there's October entertaining. You know, Tuesday nights in June, as I say, you hit a catwalk, it doesn't really bring much. There's not a lot of straight steals at home, but again, if it happens in May, hey, that's kind of nice. You do it in a World Series or a playoff atmosphere, and all of a sudden you got something. By the way, Randy Arozarena, he's 24 years old. He was a rookie this year who had 9 postseason home runs under his belt before he hit number 10 last night. So the ridiculousness of paying this guy $581,000 and realizing he has it is a really incredible story. And I do believe that. I think some guys are just wired a little bit differently. And you hope you have one. You know, you get greedy and ask for two on your team when this time rolls around. Who's the guy that says on a given night, I don't care what the back of the baseball card says. I don't care what the birth certificate says. Jump on, boys, because tonight I'm going to do something. You really hope that the Braves, again, this few years into the postseason in a row for them, they have somebody who pops like that.
Yeah. And I wonder who that guy will be. I mean, look, it's easy to say it's going to be Freddie Freeman. It's going to be Austin Riley, Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler. It's always somebody you don't expect. I mean, there's always somebody who steps up and wins the moment. I know Bowman in his little MLB.com newsletter yesterday actually went with Dansby Swanson, which is a really interesting name when you think about it, given the season he's had, 27 homers. He's hitting in the eighth spot in your order. But it's fun when you have a moment, whether it's an Eddie Rosario or whether it's somebody else, yeah. Travis Darnot. Yep. I mean, there's that's what you look for this time of year, somebody to win the big moment. And I can't wait to see who that will be for this Braves club here in the postseason.
And if you're looking for somebody like that here in Atlanta, they're looking for somebody like that in Milwaukee. And, you know, right. Again, I'm nervous about a guy like Rowdy Tellez. I think the Braves have to win the home run battle. At the end of this series, if you didn't win a home run battle because you do that better than them, then I think you're going to have a problem. Do I know that anybody there could pop one? No doubt about it. Could Yelich all of a sudden wake up out of a year and a half slumber and not being healthy? No doubt about it. You're going to argue he's as talented as anybody who's going to take the field over the next handful of days, however long this takes. But it does seem that there's a left field wall guy. You know, the guy who's standing on the outside. Go, don't forget about me. Boom, three-run homer. And if we're looking for one here, they're certainly looking for one there. I find playoff baseball to be fascinating because I do think there are guys who turtle a little bit, and I think there are guys who just bow up. Milwaukee's trying to find out. They know they have studs at the front. They know they have the stud at the back. What's going to happen in between those two things really is going to dictate that series. But I do think, Kevin, if we don't win the home run battle, how many games it goes, 3, 4, 5, I don't think the Braves win. If there's going to be one number for me that's going to jump out, and it's overly simplistic, no doubt about it. But I think you better do what you do better than them over the course of this series.
Yeah, it's a really good team, and I'm with you. Yelich is the one. He always scares me, and I don't care what his numbers say. I don't know. I don't care that it's been a tough couple of years, and he's been injured and all those things. A former MVP, he can always do damage for sure, and it should be a fun series. I'm excited. Pitching's certainly going to be on display. Morton and Corbin Burns coming up today in Game 1. Of course, Burns led the National League in ERA, and Charlie's been one of the best in the league, really, for the better part of the last 4 months. So two guys really going well. I think for me, what I like, and I mentioned this morning on Atlanta Braves Today, the fact that the Braves had to play meaningful games down the stretch. You know, they were you know, fighting and scratching and clawing to finish out this division up until the final series of the regular season. Milwaukee really coasted to a division title. So I'll be curious to see how they're able to sort of flip that switch and get things going once again. Because as we've seen in the past, teams that sort of, finish those last couple of weeks not having competitive games, that's a hard switch to flip for some teams at times.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. I know. I think they were 5-19 in the last 14, and whether they were experimenting or sitting guys or got a little complacent, all of the above, and maybe five more things on top of that, I think whatever steam the Braves might have had, They clinched on Thursday. They're not playing a meaningful baseball game 8 days later. You know, that's a long time, too. So I'm going to say it's a wash. It was funny. Yelich said it, and I think it extends way beyond. Everybody's got zeros across everything. What you did in your last 15, what I did in my last 15, batting averages, strikeouts, how many, you know, what ERAs. I think it's all gone. You know, I do. I know what you're saying, that the Braves had to hump it a little bit more than Milwaukee did, but yeah, I just think these are going to be their own separate entities. And look, I think 5 days, 6 days, 7 days without playing hard-nosed baseball is not a great thing. Mm. But what's going to happen is somebody's going to throw a strike, somebody's going to field a ground ball, and all of a sudden all the stuff that you've done for your whole life is going to come back. Now, again, the pressure of it, you saw last, you know, in the Red Sox game, you bobble a ball in the outfield, and that could be a game changer. You know, it wasn't the steal of home. That was the exciting play. It's bobbling a ball in center field that really can turn a game. And the other part of that is going to be base running. We saw what happened to the Yankees. You get a guy thrown out at home, and all of a sudden it feels like the steam has been let out. Who blinks? Who makes the first mistake? I think 5 days off is a little bit too long in that department too, but everybody's going to play under the same conditions today.
Braves worked out here in Atlanta on Wednesday. I went over and watched them and heard from Snit and talked to Max Fried for a little while. We'll hear from him on the pregame show tomorrow on the Ford Leadoff Show ahead of game two. He's certainly looking forward to this opportunity. Heard from Ozzie Albies as well. The one thing that I think, though, and I go back to postseason experience. That's a real thing. We've heard, you've been around guys longer than I have, and you've heard so many say that that's a big deal when you get to this time of year. Obviously, the Braves have a much more battle-tested, much more October-tested, hungry team than Milwaukee. So, you know, if there is an edge as far as the experience goes, at least you know that the Braves are a team that, you know, probably feels like they have some unfinished business, you know, given the way things ended in Game 7 last year against Los Angeles.
Well, then one of the advantages should be Charlie Morton against Burns. Sure. I this is the thing that I've sort of half-joked about. For all the analytics and all the things, and look, would this home run have been out in 24 parks and that, you know, all the stuff that they have, overlays of stadiums, jutted walls, who plays the outfield better. Jeff Francoeur gave us one the other day that was interesting. He said this warning track is bigger than most warning tracks. He thinks it might be the biggest in baseball. Hmm. So does that matter? You played three games up there this year. You had enough time yesterday. But that is an interesting thing, that there's an extra step that you have to take, or you have a little bit more room. I'd imagine it's probably documented that a guy might have pulled up a little bit thinking he was about to hit the wall in a place like this because he feels the gravel under his feet and he starts playing, and I only have two more steps. So things like that matter. But for me, the thing that I've sort of joked about every time somebody tells me, well, this is what a guy is, put a heart monitor on him. I'm not kidding. Yeah. For a $1 billion industry, I can't figure this out, man. Well, put a heart monitor on my shortstop. Find out if he wants the ball hit to him in the ninth inning. Closer coming out of the bullpen, I get it, he's amped. What's his heart rate? I'm not talking about his pure adrenaline. I'm talking about his actual heart rate. Who brings it down? And I think the playoff experience thing, you'd like to think that the ability to pull your heart rate down. And look, I'm not looking to get medical here, but if your heart rate, I'm not kidding about this. You know, you talk to people about it. If your heart rate is too high, there are physical things that get manifested from that. It's really true. Like there are things that will happen if you're racing, if your heart is racing and you can't compose yourself. There have been tests that will tell you that there are things that happen. Whether you like you would think your reflexes might get quicker, but that might not be the case. Mm-hmm. You know, you understand if you feel your heartbeat going a little bit. Guys have said it. I got to bring it down to just get that out of the equation. And I do think that postseason might matter in that regard as much as anything else.
Well, you know, the one guy who will certainly know how to keep his emotions in check is Charlie Morton, a guy who doesn't show a whole lot of emotion one way or the other when he's out there on the mound. And again, curveball, big specialty for Charlie. He's gotten, 70% of his strikeouts this year on his breaking ball. Milwaukee, 28th out of 30 hitting the curveball this season. So hopefully that's a trend that continues here today. Corbin Burns for them. And of course, it should be a very low scoring game. I think first one to three or four might get the win here today. I mean, I think it's going to be a really, really low scoring game. And again, for me, and we've talked about it, win the first five innings. Win the moment early, get a couple of runs on the board, and just let Charlie do his thing.
I'll throw this out, and then we'll finish up. And again, we want to thank Hooters. We want to thank Grey Goose for being a part of it. Now it's the postseason. Thank you very much for them all season long. Hit subscribe. If you're a Braves fan, this postseason, we'll have this going on every day. The strike zone matters more to Charlie Morton because of that curveball.
Yeah.
And if you want 28 out of 30, they're not very good at it. What happens? I need maybe a tick more. You know, I might want a little bit more. Are you 28 out of 30 hitting a curveball because you fish or because you get frozen? And, you know, the third man in the ring is going to be the home plate umpire in this thing.
Yeah.
And I get fastball guys who can paint, and there aren't really a ton of them. Some guys just throw it hard. They just don't paint. I think a curveball guy like Charlie Morton, what happens early in this game, not that I think he'll get rattled, but I do think the game might become a little bit easier if there is a favorable strike zone. And that goes back to your catcher, making sure he gives the umpire as clean a look as possible with a guy who's got a hook like this.
Yeah, I agree. And again, obviously with Darnell back there, you know, I'm sure they've already got their game plan figured out and how exactly they want to attack this lineup. Not a team that hits a ton of home runs. So, you know, they're going to, you know, you don't have to worry about a lot of big mashers in this lineup. So again, I'm excited, man. You and I, we've got the Ford Leadoff Show, 3:20 Eastern today, Braves Radio Network, 680 The Fan app. You can stream it on 680thefan.com as well. It's going to be a great day, man. Yeah. Playoff baseball. And if you want to come be a part of it, I know the Braves are having those watch parties out in the Battery. I got a feeling that place, that plaza out there is going to be jammed early on this afternoon.
All right, last one. Can I give you a prediction for today?
Please.
I'm not even saving it for later. I saw it happen the other night with Max Scherzer. I don't know what kind of number I would get in Vegas. I think a run scores on a wild pitch today. And if you're telling me low scoring game, keep an eye on that.
All right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Run scores on a wild pitch today. That's like one of those Super Bowl prop bets. Do I get 12 to 1 on it? Well, I'm taking the 12 to 1 on this one.
All right.
And in a low scoring game, if it really is going to be played that way, it might be really important. Keep an eye. As we said, Kevin and I will be back later again. Thank you for being a part of it. Hooters, Grey Goose, and you guys all season long. We'll come back. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hopefully talking about a Braves win to get you ready for game two.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.